According to Rabbi Tarfin, that holds a person could bring in the dova, could bring shemen, oil from the dova. Samus nadiv shemen, whoever brings in the dova of shemen, his claim say, it's like a mincha that you have to take a kemitza, you have to take a handful of it and burn it, and vishir of necholim, and the left of it, the rest over of it, is nechol given out to the kahanim. My timer, what's the reason of Shmuel? Because on Makor, the posuk says, korban mincha, there's an extra posuk here, there's a ribui that we dash in korban mincha, means melamed shemisnatim shemen, that you can make in a dova or mincha of shemen. If so, Shmuel holds v'chi mincha, that now Kortav Tafram will learn out this mincha from any other mincha. Ma mincha, just like a regular mincha, claim soy, there's a mitzvah take off a kemitza and burn it. V'shireh necholim, and left over it is nechol, av shemen, the same thing by this mincha, shemen, claim soy, v'shireh necholim, there's a mitzvah to make a kemitza, a handful, and burn it, and the rest of it is nechol. Omer Rebbe Zerv, Zerv says, av ana namat nina, I also learn like this, that Omer Rebbe Shimon said, in Roya Shemin, Shemes Chalak Diazara, if you see Shemin being given out, divided out by the Kahanim in the Beis Hamidrash, you don't have to ask the question, what type of Shemin is this? Ella it is, Ella Moisa Rikike Minchas Yisrael, either it's a leftover Shemin that was used by a Mincha that Yisrael brings, a Mincha Rikikim, and again there, after you have the Rikikim of Chalos, you pour Shemin over it, and the leftover Shemin is given out to the Kahanim. Or else, the Luke Shemin Shal Mitzera, when the Mitzera brings the Luke Shemin, the leftover, and there's nothing else declared to think about. Why? Shein Misnadvin, because you cannot make an adov of Shemin. That's what Rabbi Shimon is saying. But Nechval, it's a proof over here that the man, the Yom Misnadvin, that according to Rabbi Tarfon, that he also person could bring a Minchas Shemin, he could be Menadev Shemin Mischalik, that Shemin would be in the picture, that when we see Kahanim dividing out Shemin, it could be the dividing out the Shemin of a Minchas Shemin. That's the proof to Shmuel. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back, listen, Eim is safer. What does the safer of our Mishnah say? Im Roya Shemin, Shenitin Agab Ishim, if you see Shemin is being burnt on the Mizbeach, you do not have to ask the question, what type of Shemin it is. Eli, you should know, Moiser Kikim Minchas Kahanim, or Minchas Kain Mashiach. It's left over for Minchas Kain, or Kain Godel. Why? There's nothing else to think about. Shein Misnad from Shemin, because you do not make a Shemin, a Minchas Shemin, cannot make, bring it from the Dova. Schud Diik is Michlal, so according to Tarfon, Laman Di Yomar Misnadev, that you could bring a Minchas Shemin, you could make an Dova from Shemin, won't be the Loch of that Shemin. Kulam Lishim, Mashmah, then you could clear if you see it all being burned. Maybe it's from that Shemin. So who you see that a Mincha Shemin, the din is Kula Lisham. So Gemara says, L'churul Abaya, according to Abaya, Kashiresha. The Abaya says the din is, those things is burnt. So it's a Kashan Adi from the Resha. And the Rebbe Zera that says, no, it's like a Kemitza, and Ishraim is Echol, Kashi Seifa, it's a Kashan Seifa. So Gemara says like this, Bishtem on the Rebbe Zera, I can understand according to Rabbi Zera that he says it's like a regular mincha. There's a kemitza, that's what's burnt. So Reisha means Vishrayim. The Reisha that says what's being mischalat is the Kahanim, that's the leftover of this mincha after the kemitza, like a regular mincha. And Sefer talks about, you can see the Shemin being burnt, that's talking about the kemitza, that's talking about the handful of the Shemin and the Chlami, that's burnt. So you can answer both the Dik of the Reisha and the Sefer. Elul Abaya, according to Abaya, that he says on the tzad is the Minchas Shemin. Those things burnt. Kasha is a steer on the Reisha. That has the Reisha say, it's Nechol Kahanim. According to him, those things burnt. Tumor says, Tony Reisha to Seifa, Nechlai Medika Dikas for the Seifa. That Iker is, if you see a Minchas Nedova, those things will be burnt. Tumor says like this, Bishleim Seifa, Tony Mishim Reisha. Well, it's not a good answer. I can understand, you say a Seifa Mishim Reisha, El Reisha Mishim Seifa, Mitani. Do you ever say a Reisha because of a Seifa, the Chur, why to the Seifa? Why say it at the beginning? Tomorrow says, not after the cash in, Ami B'marav was learned in Eretz Yisrael, that Tana Reisha Mishim Seifa, sometimes it's a Derech, a Tana B'Mishnah, to say a Reisha after the Seifa in the Chanami. So that's what he had learned here. When it says in the Reisha, there's no Nidofa, it doesn't mean the deek of the ratio, it means the deek in the sefer. That when you see the whole thing being burnt, that's only because there's no nedavah. But according to Rav Tarfon, that there is a minchas, shemen, and a chanami, the whole thing would be burnt. So kitzitz ha-machlekes, according to Rav Tarfon, what would be the loch of this shemen that comes to us in the nedavah? Does Rav Aloch mamash like a mincha? Does the kmitza in the shrine is nechol? Or no, the whole thing is burnt? And what's machlekes told you? We'll soon see. Toshima, come in here, we'll look like this. Yayin kedivri of Akiva l'svalim. What do you do with the sochim of yayin? If you nadiv to bring yayin, it goes to svalim. You don't put it on the ishim on the fire, but you pour it onto the svalim, onto the two buckets there. Shemen, what do we do with the shemen? Kedivri Rabbi Tarfon l'ishim. According to Rabbi Tarfon, that says you could bring a shemen of a mincha, who adin, it's l'ishim, it's burnt. So my love doesn't mean to say this bright, so midiyayin kudul svalim. Whenever you have the sochim of wine, those things poured onto the svalim, not burnt. So when it says shemen also, that it's burnt, kulul yishim, chur means those things burnt. So not like we said before, Gemara says no, midi iru, who said one has to do with the other? Hakadisa, hakadisa. And the Gemara, midi yayin is kulul svalim, kulul to these buckets. But the shemen could be no, the shemen according to Rabbi Tarfon, maybe it has luck like a mincham, that only the kemitza is burnt, and the rest of it is nechel. The Amar Papa says, really, kitanoi, what's going to be the locha of the shemen that's brought to Teros HaMincha of its machlokes hanoyim? It says like this, shemen lo yivchis milug. You can never have a shemen less than a lug. Wherever you even know, shloshes lugim, that the shemen has to be at least three lugim of shemen. So what's this machlokes? For my kemiflagi, Samru Rabbon and Kaimu Rav Papa, the Rabbonin said, in front of a papa, that the chuz is going to crunch Rav Tarfon Shita, that a person could bring a minchas shemen. So when you menadiv yourself to bring shemen, it's a machlokes here, how much shemen do you have to bring? A lug shemen or shloshes lugim? What's the machlokes? Doin mino, umino. Do you learn out, like here, how do we know you could bring a nidvas shemen from the parasha of korban mincha? So once you learn it out from mincha, it has to be like a mincha. Or else, no, doin mino, true, you learn it out from a mincha, but vuki biyasra, put it back to its own place. Shemen is like nesachim, it's like yayin. Ikibadeh, that's the machlekes. The Rabbon and Savri, listen, you're learning out shemen from the pasuk korban mincha. Ma mincha misnadin, just like a mincha you can make in the dova of a mincha, av shemen misnadin, who are then shemen also could come with us in the dova. Umino, learn it out back from mincha. Ma mincha luk shemen, just like by mincha, how much shemen do you need by every mincha? Or luk shemen, is out count when you bring the shemen by itself, it's also luk shemen. Hu adin, if so, o ma mincha kaimtza v'shrayim necholim, just like a regular mincha, there's a maisa kemitza and leftovers eaten, is out shemen, when you bring a shemen from the dove, it's the same way, kaimtza, to make a kemitza v'shrayim necholim, and leftover of it is eaten. V'idach, what the other shita know, mi mincha enechanam, you're learning out from korban mincha, that you can bring in a dove of shemen. But now, ma mincha misnadin, just like a mincha is in the dover, av shemen misnadin, you can bring a shemen from the dover also. But duki basra, once you learn out, you can bring a mincha shemen, put it back to its own place now. That means it's like in a sochim, and say, ma nesochim, shloshet lugim, just like when you bring yayin, liquid, it's shloshet lugim, av shemen shloshet lugim, if you bring the sochim of shemen by itself, it has to be gimelugim. And so the same thing goes to follow, o ma nesochim, just like by yayin, those things poured onto the svalim, not burnt. Av shemen also kulum lishim, shemen, the whole thing is burnt. Because even though by yayin it's not burnt, that's because there's no burning by yayin. But shemen now, the whole thing will go kulum lishim. Omer le Rapapa, Rapapa said back, Labayin, no, imi mincha maisla, true. If everybody would learn out a mincha shemen from the word korban mincha, it could be the kuliyam adoin mino mino. It'd be masking everybody holds you learn back out all the lochas from minchom that needs a kemitzom, and it's only luk shemen. El Rebbe, what does Rebbe say the shemen is gimul lugim? Meyezra gomel, and from different pasuk from the word ezrach. And ezrach it says by nischa yayin, skit, he learns it out straight from nischa yayin. O malei rafuna, v'reid rav nosna rav popom, mi mot zamer, the possible to say hochi, learns it out from the word ezrach, but the time you learn clearly, korban mincha, the pasuk says, malamit shemiznatim shemen. the kamas shloshe lugim. So the chura oman sham le diyom shloshe lugim rebi for kamais le mikorbin. You see clearly, even though he says shloshe lugim, learns now from korbin. So chura, you see uki basroi. You learn it back from mincha, but then you leave it by itself. Omle said back to him, true itanya tanya. If you learn like this, then I'm asking to you, you're right. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Omar Shmuel says, "Hamisnadiv yain. Someone who makes an adavah to bring yain, maybe you mazal for gavishim." He says, "Even yain could be burnt. You mazal, you spritz it over the fire." My time, Omar Kora Posik says, "For yain takrav lenesach chatzihin isherech mekorech Hashem, that you could mamish burn it." That's what Shmuel says. For the Mara, how could you put the yain agavishim on top of the fire? I will call mechavei. You're putting out the fire. The chutz alav. You're not allowed to put out the fire on the mizbeach. And tomorrow, kibu v'mixas loishim ekibu. No, since you're not putting out all the fire, you're only putting out a little bit of the fire. There's no issa. For tomorrow, any it's not that way. V'omer Rav Nachman Rav Avua that hamorid gecholas magavya mizbeach. If somebody takes off just one coal off the mizbeach, the kibu, and he puts it out, chay, he's over the slav. You're not allowed to put out the fire on the mizbeach, even though there's still fire left on the mizbeach. And the Gemara, no, it could be the leko. Elahai, could be, we're talking about, this is the only coal left. So by putting out this coal, you're putting out all the fire, that's the lav. But just pouring one, agabia mizbeach, you're not putting out all the fire, therefore there's no lav. Yiboyesem not tells, could be like this. Kibu the mitzvah shani. Here there's the mitzvah of yayin, nesachim. And according to Shmuel, the mitzvah is to put agabia mizbeach, to burn it. Even though first it puts out a little bit of fire, there's no love. There's derech mitzvah sevar v'smuta. Toshima coming is a tiny we learned. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, kelufishenos no Torah. Litroim, since the Torah says there's a mitzvah true masadeshen, you must go on the mizbeach every morning, the first thing, and take off a shovel full of ashes. Yochel, I would have thought to say yichabe v'yitrim. You have a right. If you don't have enough ashes there, go put out the coals. Make a kibbutz first, and then take truma. Or not, the pasuk says, we say no, lo yichpro, the Torah says you can't put it out. So why? It's a mitzvah to take the trumas adeshin. Because even though you're doing a mitzvah, still there's a lav not to put out the fire. Gemara says, Gemara says, no kasha, shani yosin, the earth must different, efshe the yosin v'notar. There's no mitzvah to put out the fire right now. Wait, there's not enough ashes yet, wait until the fire goes out by itself, and then take the trumas adeshin. See, there wouldn't be any proof. Torah Shema coming here. Yain kedivri Rabbi Kiva l'svalim. According to Rabbi Kiva Shita, what do you do with the sachem of yain? You just pour it on the svalim, not on the fire, on the sides, on the jars there. Shemen kedivri Rabbi Tarfin liyishin. What do you do with shemen according to Rabbi Tarfin? You put it on the fire. So what's the proof here? Look where you see yain only goes on the svalim. You not put it on the gabi yishim. The yaitanya yain nesach l'svalim. Then what do you do with yayin? You make nesachim of yayin. You pour it only on the svalim on the side. Or yayin maybe elul isha. Maybe you're supposed to put it on top of the fire. Or matar tell you lo yichpe. The pasuk says lo yichpe. So go to kasha and Shmuel. How could Shmuel say it's not of yayin? You put agav yishim. Here it says not to put agav yishim. So more says lo kasha no stira. Or Rabbi Yudah or Rabbi Shimon. I tell you according to Rabbi Yudah takav it sasa. Or according to Rabbi Shimon she says Shmuel ask Rabbi Shimon. The chivin they neskaven lichpoy since you're not mechaven for it, there's no issa kibui. Therefore, it's muta. Benachem according to Rabbi Yehuda holds over sheni meskaven it's also even though you're not mechaven, still it's also. Rashi asks, well, what do you mean according to Rabbi Shimon it's muta? The imtay my psik reisha v'lo yomesu. The chutz a psik reisha by pouring the one agav yishim yivade putting out some fire. Smoras Rashi says no. Efsha de mezalaf le betit and dakris since it's possible to pour very small drops at a time, very small, that the fire would burn it up before it takes out the fire, hilkach, inami mechaber, betip and gas, even though right now you put big drops, still it's called as avashenim eskavin, so chidish and rashi, that even though the maisa by pouring big drops, now it is the psik ratio, they have to put out the fire, but it doesn't have the issa psik ratio, since it could have been done in a leifin, that it would not be a psik ratio, that's al ksidid, ain't a miskaven. So that's what it says is mutter of Shmuel goes according to Rabbi Shimon.
And the price of the sauce goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Mara says, Lameimu, what do you want to tell me that the Shmuel Kav Shimon Tzirulai, that Shmuel holds Zavashen Meskav is Mukhla Kav Shimon, I have Omer Shmuel, Shmuel says, Mechabin Dichele Shamatchas Vishus Rabim, Vishvil Shlo Yisuk Bar Rabim. If on Shabbos you find a metal coal like burning, and you're afraid people hurt themselves there, so you're allowed to put it out. Only because it's metal, there's no Issa Diraisam, there's no Issa Kibui on metal. So it's only Yosem of the Rabbonim, but Mokim Ezek of the Rabbim, Lagoz of Rabbonim. But the Yikir is on top of Sadiq Beis.